Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I'm Pamela Clark, founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and I'm here with David Smith, the founder of Silicon Valley High School, who has helped us get these podcasts produced and delivered to you.
Yes, Pamela, when we saw the great things that you and your army of volunteers were achieving at New Heights, we wanted to get involved. We're happy to work with you to leverage the internet and make quality education accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere.
Thank you, David. We appreciate Silicon Valley High School helping us to get these podcasts out to the hundreds of thousands of listeners from all over the world. So I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. This is Pamela Clark. I'm the founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group and director of this show. Today I'm with Margaret Spangler. Margaret is actually one of the originals to the organization and is a co-founder of the organization.
I heard once, was it last week? Some article stating that it was like 60 or 70% of the Marine Corps were vaccinated. I don't know where they got their stats. I don't know if that includes the reservists or is that just active duty. But according to my son and where he's at, it's about 50-50. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, all these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
yeah, we see that across the board, though, too, because the people that are getting the jab, they think it's the only way. They think it's the right thing to do, but they're not hearing factual information. They're not getting or seeing, they're not going and hunting for the information and what other countries are saying. I mean, I listen to a lot of different media I listen to more of the media coming from other countries than our own, really. So
yeah.
From the UK or Israel or even Japan or even China, I've listened to some that speak American on it, which is shocking, but I find them online and it's actual news outlets there and what they're saying about the US and stuff. And not very flattering. It's pretty rare that I hear anything flattering any longer.
Right.
But
and speaking of Israel.
So they're giving different views on what's happening with what they're experiencing. So like, yeah. So I think I know where you're going to go. But with Israel, you could finish.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, speaking of Israel, they're, well, it might be more now, but the last I heard, the entire nation of Israel was 60 to 70% vaccinated. It might be more than that now. And they were going through, what, a third wave, and they had already issued, was it the fifth or sixth booster? And so they're considered one of the most vaccinated nations in the world, and they're still dealing with this issue and still having problems. And if these vaccines are so effective, why is that happening?
Where was it that they hardly have any? Was that Scandinavia or where is it? I know there's
Norway. I just read an article. Yeah, I read an article yesterday stating that Norway has completely stopped and they're no longer pushing or doing the mRNA vaccines anymore because of the damage that they have found that it's doing to the human body. And they're refusing.
They're not living under any mandates at all.
Yeah, it's
right.
Most of the Scandinavian countries, Sweden, Norway, and
and no outbreaks.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Hello. Yes. I mean, what more do you need? And I am going to say, because this is probably, I mean, I did a show about a week ago and I touched just a little bit of all of the things we're discussing today. And
right.
My main point that show out was to let parents know that they're not alone and that they can choose other types of schooling. They don't have to have their kids in the compulsory type. There's other options, that we were there for them and we're going to be on the front line of fighting for parents' rights in the educational realm. I had shared that I always thought that, well, and I don't know if I said this, but you know this is true. I have always thought that, well, I believe that God gives everybody a way out of their situations if they ask him for it. And I've always
yes.
believed that New Heights is the way out for people educationally. But I never foresaw all these things that we're dealing with now. I mean, read the Bible and I know the Bible, and I knew who I was kind of going up against and that they were not, it's not a good system. But, you know, mm-hmm. God called me to do this. And even though New Heights isn't a religious-based organization, to be completely honest, New Heights isn't a religious-based organization because God called it not to be. And I know that sounds a little odd, but he showed me a long time ago that religion has been used in very bad ways and in negative ways. And people are really just turned off by religion in general because of the history of it. But
yes.
that I needed to be a role model and I needed to walk the walk and talk the talk and be the example and to love all people from all nations. And I absolutely, I love people. I love people of different nationalities. God says they were beautiful and perfect, and they are beautiful and perfect people, all people of every nation. And I try
yep.
to leave it all in God's hands, where God is the only judge of anyone. Anyone that comes to our door will always be treated with love and respect and kindness but at the same time, I'm not a second-class citizen. I can give as well as I can take it, but I will stand. I will stand and I will fight for the homeschool families and those in private schools, you know, whether it's Christian, whatever it is, because guess what? They're already coming after those people that are in public school. Next, they're going to be coming after homeschoolers. So I say now, and I think I said it in the last recording, and I never thought I'd ever say this either, but everybody that homeschools better have a membership to Homeschool Legal Defense or Christian Law Association. They're cost to have a yearly membership. We do offer discounts. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just telling you what's coming down the pike, you're going to need legal help with. And if you don't
yep.
have it, you're going to be fretting that you don't have it. So please heed my warning to join Homeschool Legal Defense, join Christian Law Association. Prepare because you're next in line. And if New Heights is never, I mean, we're non-political as well, but I will tell you right now, I'm not afraid to lose my nonprofit status. If it's meant to be, it is meant to be. And I really don't care. And I'll say this as well, like Maggie was saying about her family coming from a long line of people that have built this country and shed their blood. So has mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I will no longer be silent about it. I was giving something like most of the people probably listen to this, if you're a United States citizen, we have been given something that is most rare and precious. And I will not move aside. I will not be bought. And I don't know. I think that, like, Maggie, we've watched things over the years happen in the healthcare system or whatever. And I've always stayed very focused with the education because I know that's my true path. That's my true commitment. And so now I really do feel it is my time, my organization's time, in the sense of having to stand up and say in the educational world, this is not okay. The compulsory school system, you are on notice. This is not acceptable. And if you think the last 2 million people that have just started to homeschool is a big number, you haven't seen anything yet. And if New Heights can help remove your vileness and your indoctrination of students, well, then I'm up for the game. So be put on notice that it will not be pushed aside. And parents have a right to say what's happening and will happen with their children. You are the main. We have always tried to empower parents, make parents in charge, listen to parents, hear what parents have to say, hear what the students have to say too. But if you're
and this is all part of, and this is all part of that redefining, changing definitions, the word games, because you're a father and you're a mother. I am not a birthing person. I am a mother. I am a female. I am, and by the definition of being a mother, means that you have birthed a child that is in your care, that is your responsibility, thus making you a parent. And by being a parent of a child or children, you have not just responsibilities, but you have rights that protect not just you, but the children under your care. Society and those that are trying to change this through critical race theory and all this other garbage of he and she, he, him and it, or she, her and they, or and birthing people. No, you're born either a male or you're born a female. That's science. And by trying to change these definitions, they're trying to change the roles. By trying to change the roles, you naturally or innately affect your rights. Because if you are no longer seen nor perceived as a parent, but as a he, she, them, and it, then you don't have those rights. But here's another way to look at it.
The mask. The mask is also taking identity.
Yeah.
Identity.
Yeah. And here's another way of looking at it. You only lose what you allow to be taken from you. And that can occur by inaction, apathy, or willingly going along. So if you wake up one day and you wonder why you no longer have any rights, that's why. This is one of the reasons why I have told my son from the very beginning that when he finally made that decision to stand firm, I asked him, I said, you do realize and understand that this is much more than just about a mask. you do realize and understand that this is much more than just about enforcing a supposed vaccine mandate. There's more at stake here.
This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley High School, the world's fastest growing, video-based, self-paced, teacher-supported, fully accredited online school that's recommended by more than 96% of students. Take individual courses at just $95 each, or earn your high school diploma at any age. Check us out at svhs.co.
And for those who wish to take the vaccine, who want to take it, that's okay. That is free will. That is your choice. That is your right. But for those who have been, but there are, let me phrase it this way. There are individuals, though, that, actually, let me phrase it this way. Those of you who are listening, do you understand and realize that you actually have been in a fishbowl of a trial run for the last year and a half, almost 2 years? That ever since COVID came on the scene almost 2 years ago, that we actually have been in a live experiment of conditioning. The likes of which have never been seen before globally. And that conditioning is fear. Mm-hmm. Fear makes people do crazy things. Fear makes people give up things. Was it Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson? Huh?
I said, and Hitler's goons used to do that and say that kind of stuff when they were questioned.
Yeah.
During trial.
Yes. Yes. And it was either Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson. I can't remember which. But they're those who give up their rights and their liberties for a little security deserve neither. So if you think by giving in and by, you are being held hostage, you are being trained, you are being told what to do, when to do it, how to do it. We're seeing it more and more. They're wanting to take, they're now wanting to monitor our bank accounts. Anything over 600, any transactions over 600, they're now, the overreach, and it's coming from every direction, constant. There's a reason for that. It's more than the human mind can possibly keep up with, process, and comprehend, and keep ahead of. It's a tactic, and that's why they're doing what they're doing the way they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Wake up, people. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm known for my brutal honesty, and I wouldn't lie to you. We believe what we're saying, or we wouldn't be saying it. But as an educator and someone that has dedicated their life to helping families get the education they want. You know, I'm a critical thinker. I analyze things to death. Both of us actually do. We look at the points of view of everything, and that's one of the reasons this New Heights is as successful as it is as well. I mean, the work of volunteers from around the world is a big part of it as well, but critical and not following the norm and following what the school system want everybody to do is the reason New Heights exists, because of their failings. And something else I kind of want to mention, if you don't think that the compulsory education system is a bad thing, I want to just give you a little food for thought. Here locally, we have DNF failing schools. Now, I've noticed since COVID and all that, they actually have removed those grades from the Department of Education website. And they said they're going to come out with new grade cards this year, but there's going to be no grades any longer. Okay.
But, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. They announced that recently. They actually made a commercial out of it, like it was special. So now, I want you to think about that. I mean, we're in a little, I mean, it's kind of a city, okay, but it I think, what, 16,000-17,000 people in Defiance? I don't know, something like that. But anyways, DNF failing schools here. Chicago is one of the worst in the United States. California, some of the other schools, I mean, there's a lot of really bad, poor schools that are DNF, just like here in town, or F, or worse. I mean, if they probably can't even score because they're so bad. But what do those schools teach? What do those schools require from parents? They normally require that the parents, well, it's really the parents' fault, because the kids must have a bad home life, or it's because funding just isn't enough. I mean, give me some more money, but it can't be their fault. It has to be the students' fault, because some of the students are just too dumb. I mean, or it can't be helped. I mean, if they're from a poor community, they don't deserve the same as the rich community, because they can't be taught anything different, right? So, I mean, this is their train of thinking, but if the student gets D's and F's, I mean, they feed into that, well, they just can't be helped, but it's not their fault. They're a DNF failing school, okay? But they expect the students to get better grades than what they get? Think about what I just said.
It's the student's fault, not the teacher's fault.
Oh, it's not the teacher's fault. They're as conditioned as everybody else, and they can't speak up. They might as well be slaves to the system, really. So, no, it's not the teachers. We've had a lot of teachers set up that have come, and they only teach with us. So,
yep.
But I'm telling you, think about it. If that was the way it was before COVID, okay, now they're taking the grades away where now you can't even monitor. But I'm telling you what they were before COVID, okay? But your child's supposed to be punished. They better do their homework and hand it in. After spending all day in school, they better do a couple more hours of homework so they don't have any time to spend with their families at all. Okay, and they get DNS, so boy, they better not be caught playing any games. Their parents better be punishing and grounding them. But you know what I noticed when COVID first started happening and everybody had to go online? The school system got all that money handed to them. They didn't have to do any work for it, but they still got their paycheck. Think about that.
Which is one of the reasons, and then, you know, parents wanting schools to reopen, and the fights that these parents have had to get the schools reopened, and the teachers and the teachers' unions not wanting to open the schools back up again, but they still want to keep everything online because, hey, guess what? They're able to stay home. They don't have to be around your kids. They don't have to physically interact with your kids. They can do everything online. They still get all the funding. It's like the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot, there was another thought I had and I lost it. Anyway, and that's another thing. I mean, some of the things that, and if you think about it, because where we're at right now and what we're seeing across our nation with a lot of parents at all these school board meetings and everything that's coming out, and these parents all of a sudden up in arms, and because their children were at home, they were around their kids more, they had more of an idea of what was going on within their kids' lives, within the school. And most parents were starting to pay more attention to these online classes because their kids are at home and they're able to see what they're actually being taught. And the schools really couldn't hide anymore what was actually going on behind closed doors. So it kind of backfired on them.
Yeah, it really did. And it continues to do so. But now, I mean, the stuff that the parents are faced with, and for those of you that haven't had to deal with it yet, don't ignore it, because sooner or later it's going to show up on your doorstep. And if you do things in massive numbers, you get more results. If you wait too long to speak up, and, well, it's just not going to work out for you.
We hoped you enjoyed this interview and the show. Please stay tuned for more episodes. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.